I want to take this opportunity to just say thank you to Gabriella, our wonderful guest violinist this morning. And although it didn't make it into the order of service, I also want to thank Robin and his quartet. They will be performing an original composition called Alleluia after my remarks. Right? To have a change of ministers is a natural part of the ongoing cycle of church life. It doesn't happen as often as a change of the seasons, but it is a normal process. And yet, when it happens, it feels anything but normal. For congregations, a change in ministry brings a sense of loss, a great deal of uncertainty, and requires stepping into a future that at best can only be imagined. So while it's a normal part of the cycle of church life, it's not an easy part. One of my favorite stories, and it's a true story, is about changing religious leaders in a temple that had had the same rabbi for many years. He was much loved. He was wonderful at pastoral care. He knew every person. He was deeply trusted by the congregation, but he wasn't a very good preacher. So when he retired, the congregation was very clear in their charge to the search committee, saying that the number one priority in the new minister was that he or she must be a really good preacher. The search committee took that charge to heart and indeed found a rabbi who was an excellent speaker. His sermons made the congregation laugh, made them think, made them cry, and the congregation said, it's too much. His preaching makes us work too hard. We get too emotional, and we have to pay attention in ways we never had to pay attention before. So this is true. So what had happened was that the congregation had adjusted to the previous rabbi's sermons, which were somewhat tedious and somewhat dull, but through the years had gotten comfortable with that style of preaching. The new rabbi's sermons were exactly what they said they wanted, but they hadn't counted on having worship services that would call on them to be in the sanctuary in new and different ways. What that congregation needed was an interim time to enable them to let go of who they had been and how they had been with their previous rabbi. Every congregation needs the space and time to do that, and you are doing exactly that. You have given yourselves the gift of space and of time. And as Christina said, you are also doing your homework. And you're doing a very good job of it. Having allowed me to give you hives on occasion means that you will be open in all the ways you need to be open next year to the new relationship with the minister you call and to the ministry that you will create with him or her. And lucky is the minister who gets you as their next church. I predict not just the blooming of a lovely garden, but also the thrill of fabulous light-up sky fireworks for you and for everyone.